This is the crime.
I was just standing here watching the World Trade Center after the first plane hit.
September 11th, 2001, Al-Qaeda terrorists hijacked 4 planes.
I just saw a second plane come in from the south.
We saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out.
2 planes crash into the World Trade Center.
Floor by floor, it started popping out.
A 3rd plane flies into the Pentagon. A 4th goes down in Pennsylvania. More than 3,000 people dead.
I jumped behind a battalion car, I hit under the car, I was waiting to die.
This nation stands with the good people of New York City.
Days later, President Bush tells rescuers at Ground Zero,
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
The U.S. war on terror quickly reaches Afghanistan. Suspects like Salam Hamdan are taken into custody and transferred to Guantanamo Bay. 2 years later, Salam's case lands on the desk of Navy Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift. He's assigned to the case with a catch.
The only reason they wanted counsel detailed to Mr. Hamdan was to negotiate a pretrial agreement.
In a letter, prosecutors tell him he'll only get to meet with Hamdan to work out a plea deal.
I had ethical concerns about this, but on the other hand, maybe the guy wanted to plead guilty. Turns out he didn't want to plead guilty. Didn't think that he had done anything.
Swift doesn't think Hamdan has committed war crimes either. Now, Hamdan admits he worked for Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, but only as a driver. And in the U.S. war crime trials after World War II...
Their first war crimes trial hadn't been, let's go find the driver. At most, this guy is a very small fry if he's guilty of anything.
Swift says his options are clear.
It made choices that had been difficult easy.
They wanted you to throw the case and you said no?
Right. Exactly.
Then, in 2004, the U.S. Supreme Court decides in a separate case detainees at Guantanamo have a right to habeas corpus.
Which is the right to challenge the legality of your detention.
Suddenly, Hamdan can take his case to U.S. federal court. Swift calls high-powered Seattle law firm Perkins Coie.
They basically said, we'd like to bring a case against the President of the United States and the Secretary of Defense.
Nationally respected litigator Harry Schneider takes the case pro bono.
Not only did they take it, what they did was bring all of the assets of a big firm.
At the time, no other big firm has jumped to the defense of Guantanamo detainees. But Schneider says...
This went to the very basic, fundamental principle in our Constitution that you just can't hold somebody indefinitely. Charge him and get on with it.
And back at Guantanamo, Swift says it's critical to get Hamdan's trial going.
He never saw the sod. He was locked in this shed. He was in none too good shape when I came to see him.
It was something like 210 days. Before anyone told his family that he was still alive and in captivity.
Hamdan has a wife and 2 young daughters in Yemen. Hamdan's case, Hamdan versus Rumsfeld, eventually goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Schneider's colleague, Joe McMillan, flies back to hear the ruling.
It was the last day of the Supreme Court term in June of 2006, and we were thrilled.
The High Court decided that the administration's choice of how to prosecute him before a military commission was unconstitutional. Mr. Hamdan's case not only stopped the commission proceeding against him, it stopped the commission proceeding against any detainee at Guantanamo.
In June of 2006, the U.S. Supreme Court rules it's unconstitutional to try Guantanamo Bay detainees by military tribunal. Months later, though...
The bill I signed today helps secure this country.
Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift says President Bush signs the War or Military Commissions Act.
Which basically reversed the Supreme Court, at least legislatively.
And we will never back down from the threats to our freedom.
It's a new set of rules on what detainees can be tried for and how. Joe McMillan is one of Salam Hamdan's Seattle attorneys.
They went back and really didn't improve things significantly.
So after 2 years of extraordinary work, we're back where we started.
Hamdan, who was Osama bin Laden's driver, will be the first person tried for war crimes in the U.S. in 40 years.
Salim Hamdan today appeared in a Guantanamo military court.
Hamdan is charged with conspiracy in the 9/11 attacks, as well as for a new crime under the act, material support of terrorism. A legal advisor to the military tells CBS News.
Protections we're providing to these accused in these cases are unprecedented in the history of warfare.
But McMillan says the system allows evidence obtained by coercion or torture and hearsay.
Which denies a defendant the right of confrontation to confront and cross-examine your accusers.
And there's no taking the fifth. Self-incriminating statements are admissible in this court. In August of 2008, a jury of military officers renders a verdict. Hamdan's attorney, Harry Schneider.
He was convicted of material support for terrorism as a result of his driving.
As for helping in the September 11th terror attacks,
he was acquitted of any charge of conspiracy. And the acquittal on that was huge.
Equally huge, Schneider says, was the 5.5-year sentence jurors gave Hamdan after the judge told them he would get credit for time served.
Meaning they understood completely that they were giving him a 5-month sentence.
Hamdan's original attorney, Lieutenant Commander Charlie Swift.
This jury was made up of senior military officers. Every one of them had combat experience. They were from all four service branches.
Hamdan should be out by the end of the year, but Attorney Joe McMillan says he may not be.
The U.S. government has said we could still continue to hold Mr. Hamdan on the grounds that he is an enemy combatant in the ongoing war on terror. It could essentially be a lifetime.
It really makes the whole episode look like a show trial because what was the purpose?
The events of 9/11 were so horrific. Shouldn't the fate of a Yemeni tribesman come second to prosecuting the criminal?
After the first plane hit, I just saw a second plane come in from the south.
This is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others who are the architects, allegedly, of 9/11 are horrific criminals. By targeting people who are not part of it, we lose our credibility and help them recruit.
At issue is the standing and the reputation of the United States of America and actually our ability to successfully combat terrorism around the world.
Because we turn it into a broader war of the United States against Islam.
Becomes us versus them.
And we don't want that. Because, A, there are very, very few al-Qaeda. And it's good to fight a small enemy. And B, there are billions of Muslims.
To date, Hamdan is still at Guantanamo Bay. Schneider and McMillan remain on the case.
Yeah. We're still very much involved. I mean, our representation of Mr. Hamdan continues. It will continue until he is released and back with his family in Sana'a, Yemen.
After 20 years in the Navy, with no promotion in sight, Swift retires.
I had been passed over twice. I was getting out of the military.
Why do you think you were passed over?
I don't speculate on that stuff. I was passed over. And
you don't think someone's a little annoyed that you went to bat for Hamdan?
I don't know.
To be clear, the administration backs its war crimes trial system. Attorney General Michael Mukasey.
We need to protect our national security secrets, and we can do so in a way that is fair to both the government and the detainees alike.
Swift says this is not the justice we seek.
We want justice. We don't want revenge. Revenge doesn't stand the test of time. Justice does.
For the big story at 6, Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo, now on 97.3 FM.